This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
James Finlay is a previous program director at Joy. He has moved to Sydney and he's working at Triple J, and he has a really good night's sleep because he said there's no nightlife in Sydney. How are you, James?
Now, James, we also have to say he's the award-winning former program director.
Oh, yes.
Up the Globe Award Media Influencer Award,
yes,
or whatever
sorry.
It was called.
That's
congratulations,
right.
James. How's Sydney treating you?
Thank you both. I'm quite enjoying it up here. I definitely miss Melbourne the most on weekends, that's for sure. I'm loving the new job. And, Sydney's been kind to me so far.
So, Triple J, I mean, we know that radio is one of your great loves. Triple J, of course, is a very different station to Joy. And, of course, you know, that organisation, whilst not a commercial organisation, it does have bigger budgets and other things that we don't have. What are the other main differences, James, in terms of, you know, what you're doing in terms of content and managing that, and how are you finding it?
Yeah, you might be surprised to think that there aren't really that many differences when it comes to, you know, content, I guess, with what I'm working on and what, I was doing at Joy. So I'm the producer of The Hookup, which is the sex and relationships program on Triple J. And I think the thing I relate most to it is the fact that the content is very meaningful. We look at different aspects of sex and relationships across a broad range of, you know, sexualities and genders, and it's very inclusive. And I think it's definitely something that Triple J haven't done for, I guess, ever. And I think it's quite something new for the ABC as well. And the response has been quite huge. It's becoming very popular. I'm getting great feedback on the topics that we're looking at, and I think it's a really great thing because, you know, Triple J is the youth broadcaster for the country, and their study after study shows that young people are not getting the sexual education that they need. They're certainly not getting it from the schools, and parents don't want to talk to them about it. And they're craving something new, and they're craving avenues to get this information, and they're going to the internet, but not all the time. The information on the internet is, you know, reliable or even correct. And so I think this platform for sexual education for young people is something that's new and really being embraced by young people around the country. So, yeah, I'm quite proud of what we're doing.
That's great. So in the short time you've been there, what have been some of the topics that you've covered?
Yes, so we've done a broad range of things. Each week I like to look at something that's a bit fun, something that's definitely got a sexual health promotion message to it, and something that's a little bit serious. So over the last couple of months, we've looked at things from gender identity. Like last week, we looked at what it's like to be non-binary, gender non-binary or gender fluid. We've done when you should start dating after, you know, losing a loved one, so dating after grief. A sex worker's guide to three ways we've done, and then to basic things like condoms, why young people aren't using them and how to use them properly. So, yeah, quite a broad range of topics.
That's amazing. And what's your favourite part of the job?
It's definitely getting the calls is very fun. because you're, you know, engaging with an audience immediately. And that's one thing that I always love, I've always loved about radio, is its immediacy with your listeners. Television, internet, it's, you know, it's really hard to get that immediacy with the engagement. And so, yeah, like receiving the calls and talking to the listeners and then putting them through and to a, you know, a professional, because I've always got a professional on the program, no matter what the topic is, whether it's a sex therapist or a psychologist or even a doctor. And then them walking away going, oh, I've learned something and I can apply it to my life. I think that's one of the most rewarding aspects of the job, absolutely.
I think one of the interesting things, James, is, I commend you guys for it, for doing it on radio, is the beauty of it is it's so accessible, but also that, you know, because you are engaging experts and you're asking the questions or exploring the issues that, you know, perhaps you and I may not be so curious about because we think we feel comfortable with our knowledge, but other, you know, I'm sure there are issues we aren't, but that people can just listen in, but also they can ask, you know, they can ring in and ask the question. It informs, and actually it's providing access well beyond any other medium, you know, even online, because this is instantaneous and interactive and it's live. That's what makes it so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Like, one of the a great example I've had was a young woman who emailed the program a few weeks ago, and it was just after the election of Trump, and she was talking about how the election of Trump and the coverage of the sexual assault allegations had been triggering for her, and she didn't know how to disclose her sexual assaults to her parents. And so, you know, and the email went on, and so I thought, okay, well, this is an opportunity, so... Yeah, so then the next week we looked at how to disclose sexual assault, whether it's to your friends or to your parents or even to the police. So we had a police officer in and we had a psychologist in, and you know, there are a lot of messages from young people that were saying, this is so helpful. Like, I have no idea how I could have, you know, disclosed, or I had no idea how to do it before, and now I feel a lot more comfortable. And it's when your audience is that engaged that they're able to, they feel comfortable to email you and get in contact with you about problems that they may have. And, you know, you can actually do something about it and not only help those people, but, you know, anyone else who might be listening that never, you know, had the opportunity or, I guess, the courage to speak up.
Absolutely. And it must be a great feeling to know that, you know, you're getting out of bed to do really great work that's not only educating young people but helping them out in such a huge way. But I think the really big question we need to ask you today, James, is how much do you miss us all here at Joy 94.9?
An incredible amount. It's been one of the biggest lifestyle changes I've encountered in my entire life, because I was going from working all the time, always being switched on, thinking about, you know, getting calls at 10 o'clock saying I can't log in, or the next program hasn't rocked up, or, you know, those, you know, any issue, to, you know, working 3 days a week and only having to worry about a 2-hour program each week and, you know, going home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, that was something that I had never done when I was at Joy. Like, it's amazing to have the amount of, like, this extra space in my brain to be more creative. And, but I miss the station incredibly, and I missed all the volunteers that I worked with and, you know, helping people on that level. Like, absolutely, I miss that and the human contact. But it's been a bit of a change, a lifestyle change for me, absolutely.
So what do you do with the other 4 days of the week if you only work 3 days?
Well, yeah, no, I've just picked up some work at Double J for the next 2 months, so that'll be fun. I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing there, but it'll be producing something. I think I'm working on some kind of music special that they've got coming up. But, Yeah, so that'll occupy me for the next few months, and I think there'll be more work with the hookup coming up in a couple of months as well. I'm really looking to expand it, so yeah, we'll see what happens. But it's yeah, it's an exciting time.
Fantastic. Well, we do miss you, but we wish you well up there in Sydney. It's always good to have colleagues in other radio stations, as we all know. So. Thanks for all the time you've given to Joy and all the support you've given to Joy. I know that you'll continue to do that where you can. Wish you
absolutely
really, really good vibes for Triple J, and love what you're doing with sex education and discussion. I think that's a great initiative.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me, Macca and Shannon.
A pleasure, a pleasure. Now you can go off and have a little lie down now, darling. You've done a few minutes of radio.
And I should just quickly
say... He'll need a rest.
We've had a text come in from our favourite messenger, 317. They say, love James, so excited for him. So you've still got fans here in Melbourne, James.
There you go.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
All right. That was James Findlay speaking to us from Sydney.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.